Welcome to the Criminally Mental Podcast. My name is Cody, or Schizophrenic Hippie.
And I'm Colin Gay, and here to introduce our show is the friend of our show and the host of the VT Network, Deadman.
Welcome to the Criminally Mental Podcast, where we talk about mental health and the criminal justice system, with your two hosts, Cody Green and Zach Galloway, currently both on parole and compassionate release. Now, here's the show.
I want him to re-voice Shawshank Redemption. Like Morgan Freeman, pretty good voice. I want to hear him do it instead.
Here's a question. This is actually something that I've thought about many times at night. What do you think his mom sounds like? Hear me out. Is that there's got to be some sort of like genetic, like being passed down of a voice like that, right?
I mean, yeah, but weird to assume that it like wouldn't come from the dad.
No, I think it's like baldness. I think that's something you're gonna get from your mom's side.
Okay.
And also unrelated Jewishness. I'm just saying. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy involved there. I'm just saying those are two similar things.
I mean, it is an interesting train of thought, and fortunately, you've had a couple days off from social media, so I'm sure you've had plenty of time to ponder this.
Absolutely. Yeah, amongst other things.
But seriously, how's your vacation going from social media? Because I know, obviously, I took a week or two off not too long ago, and it's nice to see you taking some time also.
Yeah, I've been doing this long enough to realize the signs and symptoms of when I need to step back and take time for myself early on before the accident happens. Now that's something that I'm proud to say about me. It hasn't been fun getting to this point, but now that I'm actually here where I can see unhealthy behaviors and I can take a step back and try to just like readjust my life before anything bad happens. I think that's a cool thing to know. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on. And that's what I did. But I'm a lot more clear-headed, and it was just something I needed to do, basically.
Yeah. Well, and that's – honestly, it's really nice to see that – you can identify when you need that break. Because especially right now when we're talking about mental health a lot more with Mental Health Awareness Month, I feel like even I struggle with sometimes – not wanting to admit I need a break and then having to take a break because I had like a really bad episode or worse, you know?
Well, I think it's a scary thing in this line of work where your livelihood literally depends on people seeing your face and how often you're out there. But you know, the reality is the way I saw it when I really took a moment to think about it, I was either going to live stream, you know, like my downfall or risk taking a break and maybe losing some relevance, you know, those are my options. So I figured maybe taking a break would be a little better.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I don't, like you said, recording your downfall. I've seen creators do that so often. And I'm like, I get that it's going to get you views, but I really wish people would prioritize their mental health, because there are people who obviously aren't mental health creators who still struggle with mental health in some way. And then, like you said, decide to end up recording it and posting it online. And that's such a difficult thing to watch, even as like, especially as a mental health creator, because all I can think is, you were obviously able to identify you were struggling, and then you continued to push your limits. And it's just so sad to see someone have to struggle with that.
I think you're dealing with a lot of different dynamics there, but one of them that is, I don't think you touched on yet, is that at your base, you are an entertainer. If you're on this platform, at the very base of whatever it is you do, you're an entertainer. So you have something as complicated and complex as your own mental health tied to views, which is entertainment.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's going to be times where your bad mental health gets you more views. And that's got to do weird things to you, right? I mean, wouldn't that kind of motivate you to do dumber things? It would to me.
When I started this journey, I came very close to stop taking my medication because, and this is still true to this day, my best videos are the ones of me having schizophrenic episodes. And so as a creator, it's hard not to be like, oh, I should just stop taking my medication because that's how I get views. Obviously, fortunately, I worked through that and I recognized that my mental health was more important than views online. But then you get like a lot of comments and then hate starts and then you go right back to being like, what can I do to, you know, be a better creator and also take care of my mental health at the same time?
Well, I think the assumption, the wrong assumption that is so often is that it has to be one or the other. You know, it has to be my mental health or my career success, you know, my mental health or my relationship.
Exactly.
It is a give and take with like everything else. So one can never always outweigh the other. There's sometimes you got to take a mental health break from the right thing. You know, I mean, that's just how it works.
Yeah. No, and I am excited to have more of these conversations. I do see a comment here, and I know we don't usually do comments this early on, but I'm excited to see what you think of this, Zach. We have someone who must be on my Twitch. They said, how do you feel about how sensitive Cody's community is? Which I don't know if they mean the mental health community. It seems like a weird comment to be coming from my page, but
I'm pretty sure they specifically mean they mean the Cody Green fandom.
And
I don't know what we refer to your fandom as. At the greenhouse, maybe.
The greenhouse.
I feel like that's pretty good. You want to use that, the greenhouse?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I feel like he's talking about the greenhouse. That you got some softies up in your comments.
Do I? Well, it is a mental health page, so there's tend to be people who are really struggling.
Okay, first of all, to say that, sir, is ableist. Sir.
But it's in regards sir. To me. It's in regards to me, so I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm. That's ableist. How very dare you, sir?
But it is really important for us to talk about different types of communities when it comes to not only mental health, but neurological disorders. We do have someone joining us today who has shared their experience with Tourette's specifically. And I know it's not a mental health disorder. It's actually categorized as a neurological disorder, I believe. But with that, I know comes a lot of mental health issues. So do you want to introduce our guest today, Zach?
Are they here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Please welcome. I'm actually a fangirl of this creator. One of the first people I followed on TikTok when I had like 60 followers that I really looked up to as a creator. CC or at currently Lord of the Moth on TikTok.
Hello.
Hi there. Well, thank you for joining us. I know we were having some technical difficulties before the show, but as our followers know, we are professionals here at the Criminally Mental Podcast, and absolutely, nothing ever goes wrong with our stream. So,
we went to school for this.
Oh, yeah.
But
I have switched devices, so hopefully we won't experience any more technical difficulties.
Even better. Well, thank you again so much for being on our show. Like I just mentioned, like really, you were like the first big creator that I like looked up to. That I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool that this person comes on here and does that. So thank you. But why don't you take a minute and let the rest of us know, or let the audience know exactly what you do. Like, what do you do on TikTok?
Okay, so my TikTok is a bit eclectic, I won't lie. I do a lot of educational and joke content about, you know, the things that I have wrong with me. A lot of the content I make is about my Tourette's and all that, because it lends itself to situations that can be comical at times. And I do try to like raise awareness about the other things that I struggle with, like endometriosis and that sort. And I am kind of, it's technically not taxidermy because I specialize in bones, but I also do a lot of that kind of thing, which is
I watch
weird so by a lot of people, I'm sure.
I watch so much of that content that you do. Like, oh my gosh, I go hard on that content. I do. Like, I'm not ashamed to say that in any way, shape, or form. Like, if I'm locked in the elevator, that's one of the three things that's coming with me. That's all I'm saying. But go on, please.
Fair enough.
But
yeah, a lot of the stuff with that I can't really put on TikTok because their guidelines would ban me so quickly.
Their guidelines suck so much. I know me and Zach have both really struggled with guidelines, especially recently. Like, we can't even do roasts of each other without videos being pulled down.
Well, you know what happened to me. I got a timeout from getting paid.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I've actually been shadow banned for like 2.5 weeks now. I'm just like completely flatlined. Because I put the caption of the word anti-bullying in a video and didn't like change any of the letters to symbols or anything.
First of all, how goddamn dare you?
I know, right? videos like sit at zero for hours.
The reality is like there have probably been a few times that a couple of my videos crossed the line. Maybe once or twice. Maybe I said some things. Maybe I'm willing to admit I said some things that aren't kosher. Still, you know, it happened.
There's some of your videos I'm surprised they're still up, to be honest.
Give me one. Right now. Do it.
Well,
do it.
I mean, you in the maid's outfit seems to be kind of a cringy one. I don't think there's anything community guideline wrong with it. It's just a little cringy is all.
Really? That's basically out there.
Well, you did do the WAP dance. I guess that one's still up somewhere, too.
First of all, sir, I killed the WAP dance compared to whatever that rhythmic flopping around on the ground you were having. I thought you were having a seizure.
Didn't you actually flop around on the ground, though, because you, like, pulled a left leg muscle?
I did it with heart. I did what I do with heart and passion. A rehearsed number. You gave me enthusiasm of a 16-year-old hand job in a parking lot of prom. Okay, that's all I'm saying. It was bad. It was like 3 seconds long, and I regretted going into it as soon as it started.
All right.
Outside perspective, it's very clear which one of you is more flexible.
Yeah. So. Fair enough. But seriously, thank you for joining us so much, CC. I have so many questions. I follow a lot of creators specifically that have Tourette's. I knew someone growing up in my high school who had Tourette's, and there's so much that I don't know. And like I said early on, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Tourette's is a neurological disorder, right? Not a mental health disorder?
Yes and no. The line there is very blurry. Because of the way it can manifest. So yes, it is a neurological disorder. However, it can be brought on by like mental health disorders. So like in my case, I only had like one little hiccup tick in middle school that I grew out of completely, never even got a diagnosis of anything of it at all. And then in high school, my health deteriorated greatly and my Tourette's came back full force. So the line is very blurry there.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. That sounds incredibly difficult to deal with. I just, there's so much I don't understand about Tourette's. And I do have a lot of questions. I'll let Zach go first if he has any questions though, because if you don't know Zach, he's very ill-prepared, and I like putting him on the spot knowing that he probably doesn't have any questions prepared.
I don't know if I should be more insulted by the fact that if you don't know Zach is a common thing for you to say, or second, that you assume that I'm ill-prepared, which is wrong. So first question. So I work with somebody at a certain show who every time we talk about the subject on the show, he gives this weird disclaimer about how it could be neurological or it could be another big word that I can't say or pronounce. Is that normal or does he have a head injury? is that the actual wording? And is this something that I need to be careful of, or is this just another side effect of him? I don't know, maybe dying.
I mean, like the terminology around like what it's classified as.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, technically it is classified as a neurological disorder.
But is it really that big of like a what do you mean you people moment? am I describing that correctly? I feel like I'm describing that correctly.
Kind of.
Zach, are you trying to say that I'm like trying to not include CC in the mental health community? Right? As like, is that what you're getting at here?
How about you shut the fuck up, Snowflake? How about that? That's not getting that. Everyone try to emphasize.
I'm genuinely curious about what you. I don't get where you're going with this.
Anyway, we'll circle back to this. So, your content, like you mentioned before, you do kind of a bunch of different things. What would you say prompted you to start making content on TikTok in the first place?
Okay, so this is gonna be a little bit of a trauma story. I won't lie. So,
sorry.
My parents would police my social media, every platform that I had. And when I got on TikTok, it was Musical.ly at that time. And I had just moved out and I wanted a platform that they didn't know about to share stuff on. And eventually, of course, they found out about it because it started gaining momentum. But yeah, that was what I originally started as a platform to vent.
That's actually, I think, a much cooler origin story than any of us, to be fair. So I guess Cody Green just walked out of the studio for everyone who doesn't watch us live. That's what just happened. But yeah.
Fair.
That might be the first time I've accidentally taken myself off of the show there. This is a rough show, Zach.
Man, I felt like I actually feel like we discussed this was gonna happen sooner or later, though. That you yourself out.
I'm a bad luck charm. I'm sorry.
No,
how very dare you? we incur curses and wraths on our own here.
Yeah, we don't need any help with that. We do bad enough on our own. But. I actually also had a question. At what point in your TikTok journey did you start sharing about your Tourette's? Because when I joined TikTok, it took a couple weeks before I actually like went into my personal mental health stuff.
So it took me a lot longer than a couple weeks, I won't lie. Start talking about my Tourette's and everything. And oftentimes it's so like I won't tick consistently during them, and when I did start showing my tics in videos, people were like, well, what's that? What are you doing there? Why are you moving like that? And I started having to explain myself eventually. So, and to my surprise, when I started talking about it, my page picked up momentum more. So ever since, I've been trying to create more content about it.
So it's kind of the same story as a lot of people. You know, we don't really pick the niche that we fall into or the category that we end up talking about. I never ever wanted to talk about prison ever again. When I started when I first started using this app, that's what I wanted to do. Like I started doing this to take my mind off prison.
And that's where you ended up.
Yeah.
I so, feel like
so that failed, I guess is what I'm saying.
I feel like everyone on TikTok got put into like a niche that they didn't necessarily want to be put in. Like I definitely do consider myself like a schizophrenia advocate, but I would love to be able to talk more about like my nonprofit and talk about like my life in general and have videos do even semi good. Whereas if it's not a schizophrenia related comment or content, my videos do terribly, and it is what it is.
How about we just get you to focus on making some good content first? How about we just get that coming out of that channel?
How about you focus on doing a story about yourself instead of your far more interesting cellmates?
Hey, because stories about me don't make money. Get off my ass. How about that?
No.
Tonight.
Yeah, I haven't got to like talk to Zach in a few days because he took like a social media mental health break. So I have to really, you know, go after him at this show because it builds up, you know, if I don't get a pick on him every once in a while.
Gotcha.
It's kind of our thing at this point. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When it comes to your tics and everything, is it something that, and this is a question that I was kind of wondering myself, is it something that can be triggered by stress or just triggered by talking about? Because that's a common question I get about like hallucinations.
Yeah, I get that question quite a bit. I've answered it a few times in videos, but obviously they're so far back. But yeah, they definitely do get triggered by things. Stress is a big one. Like for me, loud noises will trigger mine.
Zach, turn down your mic.
Just call me a loud noise, you cunt.
And, caffeine definitely makes mine a hell of a lot worse.
Really?
So what I end up doing is in order to take doctors, like to get doctors to take me seriously when I go in, is I will drink like half a Monster or like a couple Mountain Dews before I go into the office. So they don't see Tourette's on my chart, look at me not ticking and go, they're a hypochondriac.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had that happen. So now every time I go to the doctor, regardless of whether it's for, like in relation to my Tourette's at all, I will do that just so that they don't immediately
think otherwise. They don't think you're trying to like work the system or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with like endometriosis, I've had doctors like look at me like I'm trying to seek out opiates or some shit until I tell them that like I can't take opiates, and then they're like, "Well, huh? Why are you here then?" It's like, oddly enough, to keep the thing I just told you I'm here for.
You mean you can do other things than that here? Yeah. You can get benzos too if you try hard enough.
I also saw you had a video go like pretty viral where you were on the phone about medication. Yeah. That video, I guess I didn't get the backstory to that video. What specifically, like medication-wise, were you trying? Was it for your Tourette's or was it for your endometriosis?
So that was for my endometriosis. What happened there was I originally went to a doctor to get, you know, evaluated for it, and I had surgery done, except for the fact that the surgery wasn't really necessarily successful, and the doctor was not willing to admit that there was still endometriosis tissue in me that needed addressed. So I switched doctors, and the doctor herself was great, but the staff in her office was absolutely awful to the point where they lied to me in circles before admitting that they had done something wrong for 4.5 months.
Oh my gosh.
So, and the thing with endometriosis is like the longer you're off your hormone meds, the worse it'll get because every month the tissue builds up and bleeds and builds up and bleeds. So the longer you're off meds that keep you from doing that, the worse the damage to your internal organs can be. So I did finally get my medication 4.5 months after I was supposed to. And then they dropped me as a patient because they thought I was going to sue them.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So I am currently looking for another doctor.
So, side note, I want to put a pin in that. Leave it on the table. Earlier, you said you were allergic to opiates. Did you say that?
I don't know if you'd really consider it an allergy, but they make me very sick.
Okay. So everyone that, as you know, everyone gets a swag bag from the show. I want you to ignore what comes in the swag bag. If that's for you. Just don't even open. Actually, just go ahead and don't open the swag bag. Maybe that might be good. That might be good.
Zach,
what?
How long have you been giving out swag bags to our guests? And should I get a lawyer for us?
I mean, it might not be a bad idea, I think. But I'm covering. That's why I'm covering the bases legally here. That's why. That's what I'm doing. I'm screening. Responsible.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so here's a question for you. One thing that I see that is a question to ask across the board with any sort of mental health creator is people coming at all the time, relentlessly accusing you of faking whatever it is you have.
Oh my God. Every single day. And yeah. It's not just my Tourette's, because of like my Horner syndrome. That's actually the most common one I get, is because like, this pupil is kind of locked in size. It doesn't really change according to light, but this one functions fairly normally. So it can appear lighter in some videos and darker in others. And it makes people think that I'm wearing contact in one eye. And that's not the case at all. Well,
they come at you for some respectively just like very obscure things. Like I hate to admit, but I've lurked your comment sections a couple times, and I never want to chime in because then I just feel like I'm that douchebag, you know. Like, there's like no way for me not to come across like that if I chime in someone's comments.
Yeah, I get that.
So well, I generally don't. But
Zach, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not like I've ever been accused of like, I don't think that happens online. I don't think people ever get accused of faking their disorder. No, like you said, that's a daily thing. If you are on the internet with a mental illness or a physical illness or anything where you have some sort of like internet popularity, oh, you're faking it instantly. And I've never understood that train of thought ever.
I know for a fact that you guys get it because I get accused of having things that I've never claimed to have. And like, I'm like, dog, I never said that was the thing with me. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. It's literally every day, and it's always a different thing. Well, usually.
Well, other than that question, like, what would you say is one of the, like, one of your least favorite questions to ask on that or to answer on that platform?
I'd say the least favorite question I get is it weird of me to think your tics are attractive or cute? Like, yes, that's weird. What?
I've literally had people reach out to me and say, I've never had sex with a schizophrenic, but like, what did you just say to me? Yeah. First of all, I am very happily married. Second of all, that's like going up to Zach and be like, I've never been with a Jewish person before.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people.
You know, depending on the right Jew, I'm just saying.
Oh, I had a tic there for a while where I would kind of like have my fist in the air and do one of these, you know, and the comments I got, oh my goodness.
I hate to be that guy.
Zach, don't.
But I received a 4-page erotic fanfic written about me from the eyes of a viewer.
What?
Bam.
Jeez. Hammer. Wait, did you say dropped. Did you say 4 pages?
4 pages, which is a very, very lovely and hopeful estimate, but incorrect of the amount of time that would take. But,
okay. I want to congratulate that, though, because, like, in my mind, you're not famous until someone has written a fanfic about you.
Yeah, I
will. So you've reached that benchmark, and I'm still waiting.
It's a hell of a place to be, man. I'll tell you that much. When you're reading your own erotic fanfic, because you know it's interesting to see what someone is projecting on you, how they see you, like that you would be. And I mean, some of it accurate, some of it I wish that was the case, but you know, it's an interesting place to be.
I'm not sure I could read a fan fiction written about me. Like, I would just check to see if it's there. I'm not sure if I could read it.
Can we talk about the balls on that person to not only write it, but then to send it to you?
Because like, send it to you.
Because that's the whole other thing. There is like,
it's one thing to write it. It's one thing to write it. It's another thing to send that shit.
And yeah. She did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Anyways, we are getting very off topic today.
Wow. It's a topic.
It is a topic. This is like the last time we did an episode about schizophrenia, and we were talking about a schizophrenic OnlyFans. Like, that's
I do have the video proof that I was the one that came up with that. So if that goes anywhere.
I feel like Michelle Hammer thought of it and you just tagged on to the idea, but.
Okay, we'll address this later in the alley. But anyway, question. Since we're sponsored, did Manscaped technically come up with the idea? Question.
I don't think they want to be.
That's scary, right? That's scary,
I don't think they want to be known for that idea.
Says you. I still think it could go someplace, but anyway.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, Cece, when it comes to the side of TikTok where you're like talking more about your Tourette's and less about all the other really cool stuff you do, like you said, it's not taxidermy. I don't know the official word for it. But when it comes to like the side of TikTok you get on talking about all of your Tourette's and what you go through on that, how much of it do you see as supportive versus how much of it do you see as people like question you and just trying to like gauge whether or not you're being honest about it? Because I feel like every mental health creator or like creator who has some sort of disorder struggles with like at least a small percentage of people just there to mess with them.
Oh, yeah. It really depends on if the video goes viral or not. And if it stays on the pages of mainly like my followers and that kind of community, I get very little hate. I mean, I'll get a few comments. I mean, obviously each video will have them, but if it goes viral on any level, it gets on the For You page. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
I have to spend hours just deleting comments and blocking people. It's insane.
See, that's why I've only deleted one comment, and it was just because of a word that was used in it. But I never really delete hate comments and stuff like that, just because, hey, man, you know, I get paid per view. So if you want to come back to the page, I'm cool with that. But I've specifically been in your comments a couple times, like I've mentioned, and people just come out of the blue with their accusations, you know, like, oh, well, you know, my so-and-so has Tourette's. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
It must be difficult specifically as a mental health creator to deal with that, because you have to, I'm sure there's a part of you that deals with some measure of imposter syndrome, like anyone
with mental health sort of does, right? To be completely honest with you, I think the only reason that I can deal with it so well is because I've dealt with it my entire life from my parents. And still, like, it's an everyday thing of, well, you're exaggerating it. You don't actually have it that bad. And like, these are people that have gone to the doctor with me and picked me up like from surgery, and they're still doing it. So in my mind, like, if someone can look at the freaking blatant first person, you know, and still throw out that stuff, the people online don't bother me as much.
Can we talk about that for just a second? Because so my mom, fortunately, I was raised by a single mom. She also has schizophrenia. She has schizoaffective disorder. So I grew up with overwhelming support. Even before I had it, there was always the possibility I could develop it. And so when I did start showing signs, I had an overwhelming amount of support from her and my wife. Is how much more difficult is it being around people who like don't believe that you're struggling with it? Because like, that was the one thing, was no matter how much hate I got online or from people in our community, I could come home And at least, you know, my mom believed me and my wife believed me. So, like, what's that dynamic like coming back to a home where, like, even they didn't believe you or necessarily not believe you, but think you're exaggerating it?
Oh, like, it was blatant, like, didn't believe me at all until recently. My dad, even after, like, I got diagnosed with Tourette's, thought I was faking until about last year. And I've had it since I was 17, like full force, and I'm 22. So he must have thought I was just real dedicated to faking it, I guess. I don't know. But it really has left me with some lasting, you know, internal voices. And I have a hard time trying to figure out when I'm like in massive amounts of pain, do I need to go to the doctor? I don't know. Because every time I would bring up like my chronic pain issues, oh, you're not in pain. You're too young to be in pain. So my idea of the very definition of what pain is warped so badly. Like if I don't feel like I am dying or going to die in the next like 30 seconds, like I genuinely will just sit there like, oh, we'll see if it'll go away. If it goes away, it's probably fine.
I relate to that. I have the same scale for sexy. It, you really got, yeah, all I'm saying is you have to show me something. Cody, what do you think about that?
I don't even know. I don't know how to respond to you anymore, Zach. I've gotten to the point where my entire job is trying to figure out how to respond to you. And sometimes I'm just at a loss for words. This is one of those times.
If you do figure it out, you go. You let me know. Let me be the first one you let know.
All right.
Yeah.
When it comes to like mental health, like obviously that's got to be very almost traumatizing, right? Because now you are struggling with Tourette's and chronic pain and being told that it's not an issue. I mean, I don't know. Do you have a mental health diagnosis from that? Or is there anything you've noticed just personally from having them there doing that?
Oh, yeah. I am diagnosed with PTSD. So that is definitely a lasting effect.
I think honestly, at this point, it'd be weird if you weren't.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the stuff that has happened to me, I can't discuss on TikTok because I would get banned. Yeah. So quick. So, and another one of the things that I'm like currently dealing with there is, I recently got diagnosed with, pectus, which is where my chest is caved in pretty severely to the point where it's crushing my esophagus and my heart and lungs. And I'm trying to get, you know, surgery for that, which is incredibly extensive. They, you know, break your entire sternum and insert a metal plate there. And I had been trying to tell them that I had this for about a decade. And if they had listened to me the first time, it would have just been physical therapy. And now I have to have skeletal surgery.
And now it's years down the line. It could have easily been avoided. You know, unfortunately, that's not exactly a song that any of us are not used to hearing.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's very like plainly obvious. You can see it. It should have been, but it's, you know, something that runs in the family. My mom, my grandma, my cousin, they all have it. When I brought it up, oh, that's perfectly normal. We all have that. I'm like, really?
Doesn't sound normal to me.
Just because you have it doesn't mean it's okay.
Yeah.
That'd be like if my mom was like, oh, you hear voices and see people that aren't there. That's perfectly fine. I have that too.
Yeah. Or if mom was like, it's normal to do heroin. That's how you know you're really mine. You know?
Yep. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Like a perfect. Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely affected my mental health and how I process, you know, sensations from my body and all that.
So what is something that you've actually come to learn about your own mental health through being a creator? Because you have a pretty big following at this point. You're like over, are you at 700,000? You're over.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I am locked in a flat line at 7:26.
Nice. When I first followed you, you were at like 300,000, like just about 300,000. I had 60. So yeah, that was a.
I don't know, Zach. I'm trying to think, but I might have followed CC before you. CC, do you know which one of us followed you first? Because I feel like I followed you right around the same.
I believe it was you, Cody.
Oh yeah.
Next time. No, that's all right, CC. You know what just happened? You know what's happened, Cody? You know what's happened?
What?
Next time I see you, I'm gonna punch you in every dick you have. Straight in them. Just let me know.
Well, Zach, so I just want to clarify that the guest you asked to bring on today, I followed first, which means we were mutuals first. So I would just like to point that out. But yes, to answer Zach's question, what was your question again, Zach?
Currently about funeral homes in the Wisconsin area. But anyway, what was the question that was going into? Oh, what is one thing that you've learned about your own mental health going along this road being creator?
Okay, so TikTok's algorithm has done more as a therapist than any actual therapist I've ever had. TikTok put me on the trauma side of TikTok so quick. And unfortunately, and kind of fortunately, because of that, I have definitely come to the realization that I have picked up more traits from my parents that I am at all comfortable with. So I am definitely, it's led me down a path of self-accountability for my behaviors. So I'd say that.
I really like how TikTok not only puts your videos, you know, as creators, I feel like it puts our videos in front of the right people, but it also puts your For You page right where you need to be. Because I felt that when I joined TikTok, I was so hesitant to join. And then I joined in the first couple of days. I'm like, all right, this is all very stupid. But then once you get scrolling and liking the right videos and commenting and interacting with the right videos, you start finding like not only people you can identify with, but people that you can learn from, people that you can like really like understand. Unfortunately, that's how me and Zach also became friends. But, you know, it is what it is. But I do love that on both ends, they kind of put you where you need to be. It does suck that once you're in a certain spot on TikTok, you can't really get out of it.
Yeah. I'm not quite enjoying being called out so on such a deep level. Just randomly scrolling is...
Yeah.
If people really realized like how many times you wake up in the morning, and if you're doing creating content full time, or at least you're making some sort of income out of it, you know, you have to interact and you have to read comments. So you start your day out reading these comments, and some of these times you're not ready to read for these some of the fucking statements or comments made by fans, man.
Yeah.
You know, like the other day I woke up and someone just flat out said, you look a little bit like that picture of your mom. Do you see that in the mirror and does it haunt you? I'm like, what the fuck, dog? It is 7 a.m. and I haven't had coffee. The fuck is your problem? Like,
Yeah, definitely.
No, that's okay. So I guess that would be another good question for you. We talked about comments you don't like answering about Tourette's. What are some of the most common like hate comments you get about your Tourette's or any of your other like illnesses that you specifically talk about?
Usually it's the ones that are just telling me that I'm faking and that I'm a horrible person for faking such a horrible disease. That's probably the most common one.
Do you ever get people? So I get that all the time too, but recently I've started getting people who like believe that I have schizophrenia. Like there's no doubt in their mind. They're like, yeah, you have schizophrenia, but then they come after me for profiting because they're like, well, you're making money off. I'm like, yep. What else am I supposed to do? Just be miserable forever?
Yeah. Yep. Or that I'm just posting this for attention and I need to stop sharing such personal info with the internet.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I really don't. And the idea that, like, I couldn't imagine that if I was someone with Tourette's, I couldn't imagine being mad at you for, like, being a successful creator about it. Like, I've never understood that. And that's something I've been getting recently. How often do you see stuff like that now that you're getting to be like over 500,000 and you're getting to be closer and closer to 1,000,000 followers?
I do see quite a bit of that. Yeah. luckily for me though, my following is they're great people. And I remember this one incident where someone commented about me having a like virtual tip jar on like in my link tree.
Yeah.
And about how it was like so horrible for me to do that. And like four people saw that and took it upon themselves to give me $20 just because of that comment.
There you go. Honestly, I feel like once you have a fan base, they will defend you harder than you'll defend yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Okay,
Colin's or not? I saw the name Colin up there, and I said Colin.
I swear to God, you got two more of those times.
You did it to yourself. You made your name Colin on.
You got two more of those.
Anyways, Colin's fans are really. Oh, sorry, Zach's fans are really bad about that. Like, even if I'll do a roast of him, there are some who don't know that we're like mutuals and we have this show together, and they will get so butthurt. But I'm sure that I have followers who do the same thing to Zach, not knowing as well.
Yeah, okay, but there's a difference. Like, if I come into your comments, like, you know, like I'll come into your comments, and something I'll say a lot is just let you know that I'm here, I'm supporting your videos, and usually I'll do that by saying "shut up, nerd," and you know, like. And I'll just leave that as the comment. And then if people, you know, like most people get it, most people see who I am, like, oh, haha, Zach Galloway, you know, they're on the show together, they do this thing, that's funny. And then there's other people who come on, they're just like, excuse me, dear sir. And then, like, that's his fan. Like, his fans, like, that's how they sound. Like an over-constipated British, like, non-binary human being in their late 60s on their way to tea. Like, that is how his fans sound.
That's very, very descriptive there, Zach.
Thank you.
Seems like you've had a lot of time to think about that.
Yeah, for real.
Check out my Cody fanfic, by the way, guys. Link in my link tree. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. So another question I had for you, CC. I don't know if you follow that trippy hippie. I've been following her account for a while now, and one of the things I've saw her say. Is people can actually trigger certain tics. Like, she stopped doing lives because people would come in and try to trigger her certain tics. Is that something you experience with yours?
Yes, very much so. I will have people, like, just in my comments, commenting, like, just writing out my tics. I don't really know why. But it's more, it doesn't get me as much when I read it. Although sometimes it definitely does, but more if someone in person repeats my tick back to me, it can get me stuck in a loop. Like, especially if they keep doing it, and I can go into an attack, and that can last for like hours. I mean, so
has anyone done that to you, like in person?
Yeah, quite a few people actually. I've had coworkers do it. Exes do it, quite a few of them actually. Everyone I've dated since I developed Tourette's has done that at one point or another, including their families.
So look, I'm not in any way the guy who you should ever listen to on things like morality,
clearly
state lines, concealment laws. There are things you shouldn't go to me on, but there's some things that, and being a shitty human being, that's something I'm a. It's pretty rough. That's yikes.
Yeah.
Honestly, that bothers me so much, because I know you've been in my lives before, and you've seen people say, "Oh, there's something behind you trying to trigger like hallucinations."
Yeah.
I can't ever understand. Knowing that you struggle with an illness, and then trying to trigger that. And I do want to apologize because that is absolutely terrible. And I'm sorry that people are so shitty to try to actually do that to you.
Yeah. So I did actually, it got to a point with one of my exes where like it, I had to address it as an issue. And he told me that he found it funny and that when he was mad at me, he could just do that and I would beat myself up.
All right. But so two questions. One, is he over 18? And two, can me or Zach get there within the next couple hours? Just hypothetical questions.
We just want to talk to him. We just want to talk
to him. Just want to have a conversation.
Sure you do.
We just want to talk to him. We just want to talk to him.
Oh, and then three, I guess, are you guys on decent terms now? Because if you are, then, you know, talking to him might be kind of rough.
Maybe you just want to end that now.
Yeah, just let us know now if you guys are on decent terms.
Not after that.
Okay, good. So, yeah, anyways, the first two questions. No, that is really terrible. Hopefully, if you're in a relationship now or getting into one soon, you find someone much better than that. Cause I couldn't imagine. And me and Zach have had this conversation before. Cause we had an episode with our spouses on here where we specifically talked about, you know, our spouses having been with us through not only like our criminal records, but also through our mental illnesses. Right. And I'm very fortunate that since I developed schizophrenia, I've been with one person and she has been amazing and understanding. So I couldn't imagine like trying to date again if like something happened to Allison or like we ended up getting divorced. I just couldn't imagine trying.
I can't imagine you dating ever, dog. So why don't you just be happy with what you have? Which is amazing and something you don't deserve to begin with. So
yeah, I'm well aware of that. That's kind of the point I was making, Zach.
I just want to make sure that the cheap seats understand in the audience what the premise of that was.
Okay, gotcha. But my point was, I couldn't imagine. Like, is that something you disclose pretty early on when you meet someone?
Oh yeah, it's something that I have to disclose when I meet literally anyone, whether it's a like romantic interest or not. If I'm meeting a new person, I either have to hope that someone told them before they brought them, because you know, if it's a friend of a friend, they'll usually disclose like, hey, Cece has Tourette's, just so you know, usually before they get there, but sometimes they don't. And if it's someone that has usually, you know, told people before, a lot of the times I will be like, oh, they probably already know, so I won't tell them. And then, like, I'll be taking and I'll look at them across the room and they'll have this look of just, like, complete mystery and concern. And I'll have to turn to one of my friends, like, you didn't tell them, did you? And I'll be like, oh, I forgot.
So like, something...
They're around me enough that they don't really even notice the tics anymore. So it can create some interesting scenarios in meeting people, that's for sure.
Something that I've noticed, at least from my background and like the side of TikTok that I'm on, you know, prison TikTok and mental health TikTok, is we have a lot of misconceptions to deal with our viewers. You know, people come into convict TikTok talking about the things they know about prison from the movies and the shows. That's what they know of prison. That's it. And they come in with these questions that are pretty flagrant. There's some pretty crazy ones out there. I'm sure that you have similar questions regarding Tourette's. Like, so is that something that happens to you?
Oh, yeah. Question? Most of the time, people with those kind of things just assume that I am strung out on some kind of drug. And I do have some people that seem to think that having Tourette's also means that you have like a learning disability or some sort of thing like that, and are very surprised at the fact that I can, you know, articulate a sentence, which is very odd to me, but I do get those kind of
Is there a movie or a show or something that made that connection in people? Because I've seen a lot of comments like that, because I follow a few people with Tourette's, and I've never understood where that comes from.
To be completely honest with you, I don't know either. I've never heard of a specific movie or anything that perpetuated that. I know a lot of the harmful stereotypes I see coming across in my comments are from South Park. So that would probably be the main perpetrator that I can think of the negative stereotypes and that kind of thing.
Well, if there's one thing we've learned tonight is that Cody Green definitely has a Tourette's fetish. And as we know, fetishizing people here is wrong, kids. So we don't support that. Cody Green, you sick son of a bitch.
I don't think that's what we learned here today, Zach. But I appreciate you trying to put, you know, like a end of the story morals, like we're a TV show or something.
I use my announcer voice. Did you like that?
Next time, yeah. Maybe try to be a little more accurate with the recap of the show.
It never matters what you say. It only matters how you say it, man. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, seriously, we are coming to an end here. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Cece, and answering some of these questions. I know they're not always easy to answer, especially when we get into, you know, talking about your parents and talking about all the issues you were having with getting medication and stuff like that.
Hey, I enjoy answering those questions. It's something that I don't usually get to talk about in, you know, with the people around me in person. So it's nice to be able to talk about those things without, you know, typing it out.
Well, Cece, I mean, again, it's nice to meet one of, you know, my heroes on the app. Like I got to have like one of the people that I looked up to on my show. That I feel like that's a win for me. So thank you for being here for that. I appreciate that. And I think that puts me at 3 and Cody at 1.
That makes me feel wonderful inside that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And seriously, Cece, thank you for coming on and pointing out that I followed you first and that we were mutuals before you and Zach were, because that makes my heart warm.
Why you gotta be like that? We're having like a nice moment. Like this. This is why nobody invites you anywhere. This is why nobody invites you anywhere, dog. Like, this is why.
I'm pretty sure that when me and Jess Ken were having our moment, you did the same thing. So,
what?
So I wanted to take that away from you this time, and I got the pleasure of doing that. So thank you again, Cece. For everyone who doesn't follow Cece, their TikTok is Lord of the Moths. What was your TikTok originally? Didn't you change the username?
I did change it. It was originally the Traveling Ticks because I was traveling the world. And then when I came back here and my moth content took off, there was like a movement amongst my followers for me to change my username. So eventually I did.
Awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, I remembered it as something else and I couldn't like, you know what? It's one of those things that was in my head and I just couldn't remember exactly what it was, but I knew that it had changed. But definitely check out their TikTok. Really, really awesome content. I watch all the like the Gathering Bones and stuff. I'm a little too squeamish for that kind of stuff. And bugs also. I don't do bugs. But it is still really interesting and I do learn a lot. So
oh my God. You say the gayest thing sometimes.
But seriously, thank you so much for coming on. And Zach, I think this is a perfect time to talk about your old man balls.
Yes, of course. Oh, I hate you so much. Thank you to Manscaped, our sponsor. As you guys know, they have their product, the Lawnmower 3.0. It is their newest model, and it makes shaving the downstairs area very comfortable. You can use it in the shower, and it has a light on it. It is one of their best products, and along with it, you have a ball toner and ball deodorant. Anything I'm missing on that, Cody Green?
No, that was actually very well done. I will say that because it is waterproof, you can't toaster bath with it. So it does have that nice feature there. It is
Why did you take it to a dark place? Like, real quick,
it was such a lovely product
until then. That's great.
The one time I take it to a dark place, and you're gonna say something about it.
You're the reason I'm in therapy. That's it.
I feel like your trauma is the reason you're in therapy, but
we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Definitely adding ball deodorant to the list of things I didn't know existed.
Right. And if you want some, you can use the discount code Gallowop at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. That's called professionalism. Oh, God. So hot.
Thank you all so much for joining us tonight on the Criminal Game. Oh. Everyone have a great night, and we will see you next week.